on, and B, what day to day he pushes out on his platform X, which has now really become a megaphone for a far right international. I mean, he's talking there about endless abundance and travel to Saturn, but what he talks about from day to day on X is the need for remigration, the dangers of racialized immigration, the dangers of falling white birth rates. Palantir's manifesto talks about cultural hierarchies. So one has to look more at the day to day production of what they're doing, but more importantly, as you suggest, what the products are that they're actually building. So SpaceX now, its valuation is based on this idea that he's going to be able to put AI data centers in space, totally untested technology, but also that he'll be able to ramp up something called Starlink Mobile, so that he'll be able to provide direct-to-device and direct-to-laptop internet and connectivity for, you know, perhaps the entire planet, at which point he's able to kind of keep the legacy media, as he calls it, keep independent media sources like Democracy Now out of the conversation and produce a kind of hermetically closed loop in which people are forced to then ingest the ridiculous things that he says on stage, like the kind that we just saw.
Quinn Slobodian, professor of international history at Boston University, co-author of Muskism, A Guide for the Perplexed. That does it for today's show. I'll be appearing at several theatrical openings of the new documentary about Democracy Now! Steal the Story, Please! Tonight in Seattle, tomorrow at two screenings in Portland, Oregon, then back to the IFC Center in New York. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
Hey, I'm Sean.
And I'm Gordy.
I'm not getting enough airtime.
What are you saying, Winnipeg then?
Okay. For the Farrell Brothers, you're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
That's right. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM. I love the energy. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to Evergreen Perspectives on CJUM 101.5 FM. I hope everyone has been doing very good. Hopefully you missed us because we missed you too. Yeah, so it's been a wonderful week. You know, we've had the mix of different weather. And I must say, I think today's Friday, favorite day of the week. Tuesday, Wednesday has been so wonderful with the warm, you know, with the warm weather. And so I guess I can properly tell everyone, welcome to spring. It's spring proper now. And the end of March to the beginning of April had been a mix of snow, late winter, and you know, there were times where when I would even question, are we having spring anytime soon? The movie Are We There Yet? Or Are We Done Yet? Oh yeah, Are We Done Yet? I think that's the one that came to my mind. I was like, oh, are we done yet? But yeah, it's been wonderful, and campus is, maybe I'll say 50% vibrant, but this is a time to mark your favorite spot on campus, if you know what I mean. Now that school is like a little bit scanty, spots that are usually occupied by many students, those spots are now open. And this is a time where you're like, oh my God, this place is so comfortable. I have to start sitting here next semester. I don't mean to bust your bubble, but it depends if you get there first or not. But yeah, the week has been wonderful. Nice weather, exams are going on, with tomorrow being the last day, and it's spring proper, and we're also going into summer. Oh, I'm so excited for that. Yeah, that's my little rant for the day. But yeah, this is Evergreen Perspectives. My name is Ife Oluwa. I'm your lovely host for today, and joining me also is,
as always, your second host for today for Evergreen Perspective is Oluwatosin.
Welcome, 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 everybody.
And Thanks for joining us.
So, as always, Tosin, check-in. How are you?
I'm good. I enjoyed your ranting, by the way.
Yeah?
If you enjoy it, is it still called ranting?
I mean, you can rant and they just like banter, I guess, back and forth. I don't know, but
yeah.
Yeah, rant doesn't necessarily mean complaints. I know some people use it like for complaints and everything, but mm-hmm. sometimes you just like want to rant and...
Mm-hmm. And some yeah. people like, instead of saying the word like, let me not bore you, they like rant,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't boring, it wasn't rant. But anyway, yeah, my week has been good. I've been good. I've been fine. The weather has been fantastic. I've been fantastic. Yeah.
Exams? Do you have exams this week, or are you done with exams?
I was done last week.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I had my exams the first week of exam, which is like amazing. It's actually very common for my schedule, actually, because for my first year, I've always had like most of my exams like the first week of exam.
Yeah.
And then I have like maybe like the last one like in the last week of exam.
Yeah.
But something like this has happened before where I had like my first all of my exams in the first week. So like my first week I was like so done.
But were they back to back? Because I'm wondering how you finished.
Yeah, no, I had like 3 days, 2 days in between.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so, okay. So I was like, the good thing is I had my first exam on Monday and my last exam on Friday. So like I went into the weekend before the exams thinking this is the only weekend I have to study for the exam. Next weekend I'm done. Next weekend I'm free. I can do whatsoever I want to do next weekend. So it was like school basically. So it was normal. It's like, oh, I have a midterm the week after. So it wasn't like, oh, this week I have to study. Oh, next week again I still have to study. So it was like, okay, just this 1 week.
But you're not getting bored, right? Like, I mean, because you finished since last week. So I don't know. That's why I'm like asking, are you getting bored or not?
No, not at all. I'm not getting bored. It's actually very interesting. I told my brothers, because they just finished their exam, like I think on Wednesday. And I told them on Sunday, I'm like, I'm pretty sure once they finish their exams, the sun will be the most beautiful thing.
I heard you say that. And I was wondering, what do you mean? I asked for like, yeah.
It's like, you know what, when you have, it's not like you're feeling pressured or anything, but like you have this thing that's covered your face from seeing the beautiful things. It's covered your mind. Your mind is occupied. Like, you're thinking about the exam. I have to study. I have to do this. I have to get this grade, that grade. So, like, you won't even feel the effects of winter is gone. You're just like, oh, I'm going to school to write that exam. You get. But once the exam is done, you walk out like this, and the sun just eats you. I'm like, wow, what a beautiful weather. And I remember yesterday, I was like, I understand why Canadians have weather as a conversation. Because it makes sense
it
to
does.
Me now. Like, I walked out yesterday, and I was like, wow, what a beautiful weather.
No, it does. And like that's, and I know some people are beginning to get, well, I've met a few people that are beginning to get tired of, like, can we say something else aside from the weather? But the weather is always giving you something to talk about.
Yes, especially, it's always changing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And especially because you cannot predict it. Okay, for example, when we thought winter was over, and then like that same week, we still had like 5 cm of snow, and everybody saying Merry Christmas. Yeah. It's like, you know, like, can we just actually talk about this, you know? But yeah, speaking of exams, so I was speaking with Taiwo today, and then he mentioned we walked past the MPR, the multi-purpose room on the second floor of UC.
Yeah.
You know, they already set up the place for exam and everything.
Yes.
And his words, he said, I can't believe people are still going through this torture. And I was like, what do you mean torture? He's like, yeah, torture of exams. Like, because he's dubbing his exam.
Yeah.
I was like, can you imagine? Just yesterday or maybe like a few days ago, you were also in that, in quotes, torture.
I know. It feels like, it's so crazy. Because I remember back in high school, I loved exams. It's very interesting. Like, it felt like this stage is over. That's how I felt. Like, now we can move on. Or now we can close this chapter. Like, we don't have to, I don't have to think, oh, I still have this assignment to do. I'm like, it's all done this time around.
Yeah.
But then university is so different. It does feel like torture. Like, you feel this type of pressure, like you're like, oh my God, it's exam week again. I think it's the way the atmosphere is. It's not the fact that we have exam. It's not the fact that we're being tested. But it's just, everyone now is like too serious. I feel like that's how I see it. Everyone is too serious.
I mean, you have to be, though.
I know, but it just feels, the too seriousness then gives me more pressure. And then I'm not liking it. So the atmosphere and everything just feels too tense and too serious. And I'm like, oh, this is not fun.
That's crazy.
But yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, so before I just have one more thing to say. We'll be going into a musical break shortly to introduce us into like the, you know, the summer vibe.
We have a DJ in the house.
We have a DJ in the house. Hopefully we
DJ
can trust.
DJ Taiwo. I did it.
I don't know. I don't know. So hopefully we have like some like nice musical selections and everything. But yeah,
fingers crossed.
Yeah, so I mean that's how it's been on campus. If you're a listener, you're listening to Evergreen Perspectives, and right now this airing from University of Manitoba, UMFM 101.5, and right now is the exam season, with tomorrow being the last day of exam, and that's kind of less, like an overview of how it is right now in school, the environment, and everything. So we'll go on a short musical break, and then we'll come back and let you know a few things that you can engage in. I actually found something really really interested. I don't know if it interests. I think like Canadians might be interested, but we'll see, because I'm interested for a lot of, because of a lot of perks that comes with it. But yeah, we'll be talking more about that. So we'll be going on a musical break right now. We'll be back in a few minutes, guys.
Down A Street, off white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my Tata, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. Yankee game that made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gangin walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners will be selling Africa been by the home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special, and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice, CeeLo, three card, Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo. I'm from the Empire State. That's
like this and like that, like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this and like that and like this and it's like this and like that, like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this and like that and like this and it's so what we get drunk, so what we smoke weed, we're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what we go out, that's how it's supposed to be.
It's the weekend vibes, baby.
It's the weekend.
The weekend vibes.
It's the weekend. What's going on? Complete seats.
No.
Oh, weekend, baby. This is my weekend station. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Evergreen Perspectives with Ifel Lua.
I know Lua Tosin.
Yes. And that was...
And with DJ Taiwo.
DJ Taiwo. With giving us lovely music, introducing us into the... I mean, we're still in spring, but to be honest, me, I see spring, summer. I kind of see like the same thing.
Same. Yeah.
So... but yeah, okay. So a few things that we need to that I was saying before. I mean that got me so excited was I found a few things that you could do for this spring. Spring slash summer. Majority of them are in spring though. And the source for this is To Do Canada. So I kind of like went to their post and read it. And one that stood out was, I don't know if you've heard about this before, and the pronunciation and everything, but I'll try my very best. So it's called the Manitoba Maple Syrup Festival.
Oh.
I didn't know there was a maple syrup festival.
Tell me more about it.
So basically, it takes place in McCreary, Manitoba. So not Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then this is their 14th one, and they basically celebrate.
Wow.
Yeah.
14th one.
Yeah.
I was just saying for the first time.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. This is exactly. So they celebrate like, you know, maple syrup. Maple Syrup Festival from the name and everything. But yeah, it takes place in Manitoba. And it's taking place on... Today is what? 24?
Yes, it is 24.
So it's this weekend. 25 and 26.
Tomorrow and next tomorrow.
25th and 26, yes. Tomorrow and next tomorrow. I just found out about it today. I don't know. So if you wanted to plan like a trip, because one of the things that was actually number one on the list before I saw this was planning a road trip, you know. Yeah,
you've been talking about that this whole time.
No, I'll still do it. I don't know. I'll talk about that later on. But yeah, but this is if you want. But I don't think the distance for this one is much. So a little few more about the events. Like it's a 2-day event that basically celebrates local maple syrup production from Manitoba maple trees.
And also, well, before I jump to the end, also it's okay. still the tax season. Return the tax God. Filing season. File tax.
Maybe do
tax
that first.
Filing season. Yes. So do that first. It's almost the end of April. So if you haven't taxed your if you haven't filed your tax, please go do that.
Yes.
Yes.
That should be number one. If you haven't done that, actually, okay. And then you can plan the road trip.
Yes. And also, for activities in the summer, if you're unsure of what activities to do in summer or what activities are taking place here in Winnipeg, right under your nose, right here in Winnipeg, in the entirety of summer, you can check out Odi Sam's menu page. They'll be posting discount card. Yes. Mm-hmm. Discount card very soon.
Can you spell that
would be
menu, please?
ODDYSA. MM'S space the menu MENU all the sounds menu. It's the same, their Instagram, their website, it's all the same. And so you can find them on Uber Eats, DoorDash, Skip the Dishes, and also on their website. You can, so how do you get this discount card? The thing about the discount card is it has the list of events they'll be taking on this summer, such as exhibitions, pop-up. If you're wondering what are exhibitions, are you in for the first time? So basically, it's sometimes it's like an event going on. And
or like
you
a
have
trade
like,
show kind
like
of.
Like a trade show,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes it's just all about the trade, and sometimes it's like an event and trade together. Most times it's usually an event and trade together. So it's a really, really fun thing. So it's the time where you can come out and then try a lot of things, excite your taste buds. Because usually you're like different continental foods, like from different countries.
Very diverse, actually.
Very diverse. So you can come. So yes, on your Instagram page, you'll be posting this very soon. From May 1, everyone and anyone that orders through Uber Eats, DoorDash, Skip the Dishes, or their websites will be getting a discount card for all of these exhibitions.
So this is exclusive, then.
This is very exclusive. All thanks to the Sam's menu.
So how do I get this discount card? I have to...
So basically, you just have to order. You have to order from them through Uber Eats, DoorDash, Skip the Dishes, or their website.
Okay.
And it's called Odi Sam's Menu.
Okay. And then how do I use, like, what's the discount card for? Can I use it on my next order?
No. You use it at the exhibition. So that's why the discount card has, like, the list of exhibitions and their location and date.
Okay.
So then when you go for this, so wherever exhibitions, because it's not just one, wherever exhibitions show up on your discount card, you can use the discount card for all of those exhibitions.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you have an idea of, like, how much discount? Or is that?
It's gonna be a surprise. Like, just check out their Instagram page, and then you see the percentage that you're taking off.
So that one you can do. Okay, number one, file your taxes. Number two, plan your road trip, and then number three. Place your orders with Odi Sam's menu and then get the discount card.
It will be going out from May 1.
From 1st of
from
May.
From 1st of May,
yeah.
Yes.
And also, if you want more information on like the, on the Manitoba Maple Syrup Festival as well, there will also be food and activities. It's $5 for individual, and then there's also a family pass if you want to go as a family. Sometimes that family pass, I wonder if like a group of friends, a group pass, basically, maybe it exists. If you're going for just the one day, it's also $3. And then, yeah, and they also like serve pancake. There's a horse wagon ride.
Ooh,
yes.
That's nice.
Yeah. One that I actually missed was during Easter, there was an egg picking one.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, that's gone already. But this one, you can check it out.
No,
especially
egg
if you
picking, like actual egg.
Yeah,
chicken
eggs.
And you get for free?
Yeah. Bring your basket. Your Easter basket. And
I know I hear
eggs.
A lot about the strawberry picking one. But egg picking, I definitely
love
eggs.
Yeah. I didn't read much about it, though. I was like, oh, that's interesting. But this one, I was super invested. I even went and checked how to tap maple from the trees and everything. Very interesting videos, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if anybody is interested in checking that, I'll just type the Manitoba Maple Syrup Festival and you'll find like all the information that you need. All right, so we'll be going on another musical break and we'll be right back with more gist for you guys. All right.
Take it on, DJ Taiwo.
Oh, 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 oh,
deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling in my pride is the one to blame. Cause I know I don't understand. Just like you love me doing no one else can. Got me looking so crazy right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, you're still listening to Evergreen Perspectives and summer vibes in the house, but okay. All right, so...
Summer vibes in the house?
Sorry, spring.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
No. Like, I'm just still realizing, like, a few weeks ago, we were wearing jackets and all, like, summer vibes.
Wake up. We're done with that. We're done with
right now.
Winter. It's
right
gone.
Now, right
it's
now.
Coming back,
right
though.
It's coming it's back, gone. Yeah.
And when it comes back, actually, enjoy it. There are lots of winter activities.
Is the first rain as special as the first, no?
Is the what?
First rain of the year.
It depends. Like the rain 2 days ago, this week
I don't remember when exactly.
The thunderstorm.
It wasn't yesterday though, but this week
it was very late at night that
yeah
I didn't really know about yeah, yeah. So
but I wanted it to so I felt no I wouldn't say I feel bad for the rain because it doesn't have life
rain.
But like I do know people get excited about first snow, right? And then you see it in lots of movies, like Korean movies now, they talk about like first snow.
I mean,
the lovers
snow,
get together
snow is...
first snow, but then no one talks about first rain, especially in a country where you have winter, you have summer, then you have spring. You ought to be happy about the first rain as well. So I went to look at the window and I was like, first rain.
I mean, I like rain, but I never actually like thought first rain.
Maybe now you start thinking about it.
However, for example, in Nigeria, you have like the dry season and then the rainy season.
Yeah,
in that
and
kind
then you
of,
have Amatan.
Yeah, in that, I think that qualifies as dry
season.
So yeah.
Okay.
And then like, but also it's the same thing like winter, spring, summer, and
autumn.
And fall, autumn. Yeah, it's like constant across. It shows up in different ways and
yeah.
everything. But I know in Nigeria, the first rain, like you celebrate it actually.
Yeah, they don't celebrate the rain particularly. They celebrate
like
what it produces.
Like
the food it produces or what?
The first rain after a long dry season is
okay.
what I'm saying. Like the ground is already dry and then the first rain after the long dry season, it's not usually, you don't really feel it yet because the floor is so dry
mm-hmm.
that it's like, did it even rain? But like subsequent ones is like, oh
yeah,
now
and
that,
the earthy smell.
The earthy smell.
Love
that
it.
Smell.
Oh
that's
my God.
So, it's so nice.
It's
just
therapeutic.
Like, sit down on your veranda and like
veranda.
You know,
yeah,
that sounds like an old person saying that. But yeah, okay. So I don't know. This morning I was someone was listening to a podcast and I picked a few words from what person was listening and then I heard, I'm not sure how true it is, but I heard that somebody created an app.
Okay.
And basically, this app is like anti-Grammarly. So, for example, you know what Grammarly does. You
yeah.
correct your grammar
yeah.
everything. And then,
and then tells you how it sounds.
So, basically, this app is, it does opposites of that and it makes you sound less robotic, like less less AI. So, this person was citing an example and said, for example, somebody tried it and then after they typed everything, like maybe AI, like, the mm-hmm. gave the write up and everything, and then the app like misspelled mm-hmm. a word. So that's like human error there, because your computer will not actually misspell a word. Mm-hmm. Except actually, I found out too that you can add words to your dictionary in that kind of scenario. But like it misspells a word, and to just kind of give you that human feel, human error. Mm-hmm. I don't know how true. I don't know if it's like just an adverse thing on Bob. But I picked her up when I was just like walking past and everything, and then I was like, I don't know how to feel about that kind of app. But maybe it's just me. I don't know. Judging from what you've heard now, like from what I just said,
yeah.
Like, what do you think about?
So I can't speak for everyone, but I just want to speak for myself. Like I think I feel the same way you feel. I don't think it's a. I mean. Every idea is a great idea, right? Especially when you then bring it to... Actually, not every idea is
but
a
like,
great idea.
Let me just say, like, you work on them. Would you use the
would
app?
Would I use the yeah. app for fun, just to check it out? But would I submit an assignment using that app? No. Would I do a project using that? That is just me. Actually, I haven't used the app. Maybe this is just the way we can explain it or the way we read it, right? But mm-hmm. then by the time we use the app, we're like, oh, I actually like this app. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So... Growing up, we took, like, in Nigeria, we took, like, English classes, right? And you know how strict they are when it comes to essay writing.
Yeah.
If it's a punctuation mark, punctuation mark you miss, you're going to lose a lot of mark. If it's spelling error, if it's grammatical error, you'll lose a lot of mark.
I remember all the red, all the red pens. All
exactly. exactly. Your nose is bleeding, yeah. right? The teacher's love showing you, hey. But anyways, when these apps, the... ChatGPT, Grammarly, and so on, when they came up, and then you can type your own human words, then put them into it, and they correct it, and then the red markers reduced on your notebook. You feel happy. You feel like it's still your word. It's still your writing. Yeah. They just helped improve it, right? Yeah. And the tone as well, because I know Grammarly helps the tone. It tells you like what it sounds like, so on and so forth. So if there's an app that is doing the opposite of Grammarly, I don't think I'd want to. Use that app for an assignment, because I'm actually looking to improve what I already have done. I'm trying to put all of the punctuation marks where I've missed. I'm trying to put all the spelling, correct all the spelling
cross
errors.
Cross your eyes and dot your T's.
Exactly. Literally. And I took a research class, a lab class, but it's like lab research and all that last semester. And then our professor, like for our writings, she told us after you write, after 1 week, come back and read it again. Because if you write right now and you're reading to edit, you're reading what's in your head, not what's down there. Sometimes you can write double and in one sentence,
mm-hmm. and
you miss it. Yeah. So you think, oh, I've edited this. But when you come back 1 week, you start seeing these errors. Yeah. You start seeing the spelling error. You start seeing where the punctuation should be that it wasn't. So, like, I wouldn't want to use an app that is making it sound... It already sounds more human because it's me writing it. I just need you to improve it.
Well, I guess in the case where AI actually did everything from A to Z, maybe it would be useful in that kind of scenario.
Yeah.
But if it's like you typed it, definitely already human error already exists because I typed it.
Exactly.
So, but in the case where AI did everything. There's always a use for something, even though like it's not useful one mm-hmm. for one person. That's kind of like me when the way you saw it exactly is how I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I said that myself, like if I'm typing it, I probably wouldn't want to. But then if I just put the prompt on AI, like does everything from A to Z, and I'm reading and I'm like, this doesn't sound human. It sounds too engineered, kind of in that kind of scenario. And also the thing about you said about rereading your essay, your write-up basically like a week later,
mm-hmm.
very, very important, because you catch things that you didn't catch when you were typing.
Yeah, or just have someone else read it for you too.
Or you read it aloud. When you're reading it aloud as well, you can get the tone.
Yeah.
Like when you're reading something.
Don't read faster than what you're saying. Actually, read out what you're saying.
Yeah, read out what you're saying. And there'll be some parts you'd read, you'd be like, should there be a comma here?
Mm.
Should there be a full stop here? Should this be like the beginning of a new sentence?
Yeah.
Is this too long? Can I make mm-hmm. this? So stuff like that. But yeah, I just thought it was really interesting. I was like, I haven't seen you like to discuss this with you today. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that'll be interesting. Let's just like all talk about it, you know. But yeah, thank you so much, everybody. You've been listening to Ife Oluwa.
And Oluwa Tosin.
On Evergreen Perspectives, UMFM 101.5. Once again, welcome to spring, welcome to summer, and we hope that this is a wonderful spring and summer for everybody. And for those people that still have exams going on, all the best. Tomorrow is the last day. Make sure you get some time to de-stress. however you can de-stress, you know. And yeah.
And to everyone graduating this year too, congratulations.
Congratulations to everybody.
And a very special thank you to our very DJ in the house, DJ Taiwo. Thank you for your thank you for honoring us today, and thank you for the beautiful music. We really enjoyed it. Yeah.
And the few more weeks in the station, in the radio station, exciting for everybody, you know. Mm-hmm. Lots of programming is coming up and everything. But yeah, hopefully you stay tuned and get to listen to all of this. You never know. Never know. All right. Thank you, everybody. Signing out. This is the Feluwa.
Bye. And I know.
I know you're a nigga to leave, though. All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Take care.
Monday morning, talking about me while I'm making money. I'm not gonna take it easy on my hitter. Not gonna take it easy on my hitter. Hipper, not gonna. I got balance on the reserve of the politician. They say I live like a fraudster. We know the show up for Insta. After the club we enter. We know the shape for the figures. Anybody talking me, I go in your full stop. You know gonna put go sneak up. But boxing, I'm a waste of the pickup. 5 years a day, get my day stick and beat us. Money, money, talking about me while I'm making money.
UMFM's annual Fun and Drive is back, running from 6:30 p.m. on Friday, April 24th to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 1st. 1 week, one goal, one big push to support great radio at UMFM. We're trying to raise $34,000 this year, all of it going straight into the stuff that actually keeps the station alive. Not shiny extras, just the real deal, behind-the-scenes expenses that make UMFM happen. If the station's been a part of your day, on the bus, in the studio, in your kitchen, in your headphones while you're avoiding an assignment, this is the moment where tossing a few bucks our way actually matters. As always, we've got an assortment of new merch to say thank you, all with artwork by Brady Froze, who absolutely crushed it with two amazing designs. Or, as always, you can take a tax receipt. Totally your call. We're not picky. If you want to get ahead of things, hit umfm.com/donate.pledgeorama. April 24th to May 1st. Friends, let's make this happen together.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For all your sports memorabilia needs, welcome to First Row.
Like we always do about this time.
FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store. Sports cards? We got them. NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL. Autographs, action figures, comic books, and wrestling collectibles. If you're a collector, we got what you need. Remember the name, FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store.
Kaabo sori eto loni eto ti agbale gude si ohun ni eto wa eto yin abinibi border tongue lati le ise 101.5 UMFM ni ilu Winnipeg di Canada lafika le si atu ti de werewere bi eji ale atu ti de warawara bi eji owuro atu ti de papapa bi eji iyaleta emi ni omo yi olusoga omo ogufowo ke mama wi pe emi lomode yoruwa omo iwo ho alejo yo sese awa lo ma nawo sile koyinbo to de oyinbo de ton owo sile po si awa lo mo meuru gbepo awo buruku ko gbosu omo asale gege be ni ti o robi riri gege bi e ti mo bi ise wa losese atu ti mu eto abinibi ibi ti a tin kora wa ni yoruba gege bi omo yoruba tata ati fun awon omo wa ni ede abinibi won tin se ede yoruba atu ti bu fe mu eto awa lolokan ojokan e je ki a wa nkan fidile abi ka fidile nkan e ma si je ki a paru eyin obi e pe awon moyin bo sibi eyin omo e mu ohun ko gbe yin àti ìwé yín ẹja jọ bọ́ sí ìyàrá ìkẹ́kọ̀ọ́ nítorí pé lónìí ohun tí a fẹ́ gbé yẹ̀wò ohun tó ṣe pàtàkì ni tí ó da kí ojúlówó ọmọ yorùbá kó mọ̀ ààyè tí a bá padà dé kí ni ohun tí a fẹ́ sọ lórí ètò lénìí kí ni ohun tí a fẹ́ fi dára wa lẹ́kọ̀ọ́ à ń bọ̀ ẹja dókè lọ́hùn-ún.